Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Goldman Sachs is branching out into the bland side of finance, lending people money.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Goldman Sachs became a banking giant by dominating the glamorous end of finance, investment banking, trading, and managing money for the rich. But with growth in those areas flagging, Goldman Sachs has recently embraced the blander side of finance, which is lending money. Here to talk about that is Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman. Liz, when you say lending money, Goldman isn't just lending individuals money. It's other types of loans as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, across the bank. I mean, they lend to companies, they lend to governments, and they lend to people like you and me, which they've never done. They've been around for 150 years, just about, and this is the first time they're doing any of those things.
Is that right? They've never done it.
They've never had a retail business. I mean, they weren't a bank for a long time, right? They became a bank in the depths of the financial crisis, and they did it for one reason and one reason only, which was to get access to very cheap money from the federal government when people thought there was a real chance they might go under. That's what saved them. And so they became a bank, and for a couple of years, they sort of pretended that they hadn't, and they stuck to what they'd been doing for decades. And now they figure, well, why not? There's businesses there. There's money to be made. We're already sort of paying the toll, if you will, might as well try to earn some of that back.
Okay. Before we go into how trading sort of fell apart for them, what types of loans have paid off for Goldman?
So there's a new brand new business, which is called Marcus, and it makes loans of a couple $1,000 online only to individual borrowers, principally for the purpose of refinancing credit card debt, which is quite expensive. You know, you can charge 15-20% on credit cards. So if you need, let's say, a new washing machine or you need new tires on the car, you charge that, and that's very expensive. And so Goldman will write you a loan for $10,000 that, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10%, which is much cheaper. So that's a new business that they've added. It's been online for about 6 months. It's written about $1 billion in loans in small amounts. But really, the lending push comes through businesses they've had for years, just trying to make them a little bit more banky, if you will. So Goldman's really their marquee business is mergers and acquisitions, M&A advice. And they've specialized in the past on selling companies, right? They'll be on the sell side of these deals. The money is much better on the buy side because you get to lend to the company that's doing the buying,
right?
And there's lots of fees there. So they've sort of gone heavier into takeover loans, which is a very good business. And so you're seeing it kind of across the bank in places where they think they can do what they already do well and take the skills they kind of already have and push that into lending.
Liz, is this a post-crisis sort of thing? Is that when Goldman began the shift to becoming more of a lender because trading was collapsing after or around 2008?
So what most people don't remember is that trading was actually great for a couple of years after the crisis. Goldman made $22 billion trading bonds in 2010, and that's really a peak. It started to fall off once a lot of regulation started coming through, the recession, interest rates got very low, and so trading over the last couple of years is about half of what it was during the peak. You know, that's across the street, not just at Goldman Sachs. You know, and there are other businesses that are you know, there's been an M&A boom, so there's lots of fees coming in over there. But the core investment banking and trading businesses are unlikely to ever generate the kind of money that they did. And that sent Goldman out looking for new ways to make money.
Is that still their biggest business, though? I mean, even though it's fallen off, investment banking and trading?
So, yes, of course. You know, their securities business, their trading business is the largest by revenue, the second largest by profits. Their investment banking business is the second largest by revenue, the largest by profits. So, you know, still account for a huge portion of the revenue over there. And look, the lending stuff is very, it's very inchoate. It's very new, and it's going to be a long time before that moves the needle.
I'm speaking with Liz Hoffman of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Liz, doesn't Goldman face sort of an uphill climb in lending? Obviously, because, as you've said, it's new, and because rival banks have a bigger loan business?
Yeah, of course. I mean, J.P. Morgan, Citi, B of A, these are huge balance sheet lenders that have great relationships with retail borrowers, right? Because they have their checking accounts and their savings accounts. And so when they need a mortgage or need a personal loan, people have a much tighter relationship with their Main Street banks than they do with someone like Goldman. And then on the institutional side, those banks have been lending money to companies for years. And so they have very good, they manage their payroll. When IBM needs to send cash around the world, they call one of the big balance sheet banks because they have these other commercial banking businesses, and sort of lending is a reward on top of that. But there's a whole infrastructure here that Goldman doesn't have and has never been in. So they're going to have to rethink how they do that business from scratch.
So they don't have the relationship with top executives like CEOs still?
They actually do quite well with CEOs. Yeah. They're not as tight with corporate finance departments, which are usually the guys who are deciding who to hire for a big debt assignment. So, they need to rethink sort of how they're going to sell that and how they're going to do it better, frankly, because they're just much smaller than J.P. Morgan and Citigroup.
So when Goldman, say, reports earnings anytime soon, this is going to be a very small percentage.
So small that they don't even report it yet. They throw it in with a lot of other things. I mean, look, it's they're already living in a world where they're effectively being treated like a Main Street bank. And so their view is, look, there's money to be made. We can raise deposits. We can make loans. And one advantage they do have, I should say, over the big guys that everybody knows is that they don't have any branches. And branches are really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And tellers are really expensive. And ATMs are really expensive. So, they have online savings accounts that actually pay pretty well. They pay about 1% right now in interest, which is a lot more than you'll get at Bank of America, for sure. And so they can take that and they can lend it out at 5 or 6%, and they just make that money.
Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Top stories, timely insights. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.